September 8, 2011 is the Walk from Pedro show. for Pedro show. Sweaty Thursday in Pedro. For Pedro. Out here on the Pleasure Point.
Yeah, good Grotto. Thing we're out here.
You got some cool breeze.
Yeah, yeah, way cooler than every place else.
A little swelter over there by a hospital.
Yeah.
But, better than floods.
Yeah, better than lots of things.
You know, East Coast,
lucky.
Man, if they've been hit. Poor folks, and then in a, like 600 houses burned in Texas.
Man.
Austin. We had some fires, right? Tehachapi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was caused by a plane wreck, so yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of plane wrecks, I heard about one in Alaska. Two little planes, a guy in one, his girlfriend in the other, are on the radio.
Yeah.
Wow. Talking to each other but not looking.
Mid-air collision and kill each other.
Wow. Man. That's love for you.
That's some kind of attraction. Love attraction.
It's not really funny, but Jesus. Yeah,
right.
As we started the show off with the blues for Bechet, John Coltrane Bechet, probably Sidney Bechet, was only cats using a soprano sax. You know that horn, Brother Matt?
Mm.
It's the saxophone that's straight.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And like it was used around the turn of the century with the like Sousa kind of music, huh? So it kind of went out of fashion. I was going to say phase. But there was a cat in France named Sidney Bechet. He was playing it. And people think this is where Train got his idea. I mean, there's all kinds of stories about where he even got the horn. And Miles' autobiography claims to have given it to him. But people, there's other stories about him taking tour of the factory to choose one. Stories about them giving some cat a ride and he left it in the trunk.
Mystery.
Kind of donate. But
forgot my horn.
Obviously, and this is early '60s and blues for the Bechet. He's listening to him, so. I think Train was had his sights set on working that in. He started on an alto, and then he went to the tenor, so maybe he wanted to get back and even higher. And after that, we heard Death Valley, something live from Bars. Last night should have been a gig at the Palladium.
Yeah, a little change of plans this week, eh?
Didn't happen. Oh, we got some guests.
Yeah, Twan and Brooke here from Alabama.
From Alabama.
Yeah, welcome to back to Pedro.
Thank you.
Is that where you come from, the banjo on the knee? Is that the one? Is that the
yes.
state? So it's a banjo state.
The banjo state?
Well, that song, I wonder who wrote that.
Yeah, it's one of those old classics.
Who wrote
Come Around the Mountain.
Swanee River.
Come Around the Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that guy? Forrester.
The Dixie song. What is it?
Stephen Forrester.
Okay. Yeah, some classics.
Something like that. But it's one of the only signs you'll see on the freeway when you go up the Swanee River where not just the name, but it's got the notes how to sing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Da, 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 da. It's in the Panhandle. Let's play some more tunes. Thank you.
safe? Is it safe? Is it safe to bow to the east? Is it safe to share land? Is it safe to sleep in treaty blankets? Is it safe to accept a few beads? And is it safe to walk on water?
Thank you. está podrida. Los fósforos no encienden, la basura es un tesoro.
Me cago en el imperio, que viva Venezuela, Puerto Rico, los marcianos que retumben los tambores de la revolución.
Anarquista, comunista, extremista, justiciera, sanguinaria, pervertida, que la chupe, que la chupe, que la chupe, que la chupe.
Ha, 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 ha. By the people, by the people, ha, 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 ha. By the people, by the people, ha, 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 ha.
Soy un gaucho de familia. De familia almorzamos y cenamos los tres juntos. Con la televisión apagada, la niña habla mucho y duerme poco. Es la genética. Creer o reventar. Antes yo respetaba hasta el no respetar y el infierno era encantador. Abría la puerta de Camboya. Como Pacino, como Pacino,
como Pacino, como Pacino, 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 como Pacino.
En este mismo instante miro por la ventana, el sol cae detrás de la rural. Este viejo barrio tramposo, ahora reconvertido en la espalda del Libertador. Y me acuerdo que es la misma calle donde fui criado, escuchando ensayos de Leloutier, escuchando a Félix Luna guitarreando y a los submarinos. Entre pinturas de valles planas y Torres Agüero, escuchando hablar a Alberto Girri. Familia, un varón, un hombre, un varón, un hombre. Que pasa los fines de semana en Suburbia Green, mirando los árboles y leyendo Foster Wallace al costado de la pileta, y comparte asado con su vecino Mike. Un hombre que elige el colegio para su hija con 3 años de anticipación, suponiendo que alguna vez nuestros intelectuales estuvieran en el colegio del Estado.
¿Es it safe? ¿Es it safe?
Esta es mi posible combinación de Homero Simpson y Rolling Stone. Trato de ser buen padre, no soy ni posesivo, ni temeroso, ni hipo. Aparento la mayor normalidad posible. En fin, como dice la lápida de Brian Jones, no me juzguen tan severamente. No me juzguen severamente, no me juzguen tan severamente. Soy un gaucho de familia, un varón, un hombre, un hombre. No me juzguen severamente.
No me juzguen tan severamente. No me juzguen.
Walk from Pedro show. Yeah, Billie Holiday was a towel girl in one of those places.
Wow. What a job. What a gig.
What a job.
You guys missed a quiet conversation.
We heard the beginnings, volume one, Wakine. Kind of like the story and song. There's three parts I'll play in the next 2 weeks. Then Three Bell by Swaco and Workers March by Cap'n Crab. In honor of Labor Day.
Yeah.
Brother Man, where were you on Labor Day? You were
I missed you. I was up in Arrowhead. Yeah, I was bitching.
Yeah.
I was up there. I got out of town for about 6 days. Flake at the lake.
Flake at the lake?
Yeah.
Some bob and float?
Bake.
Yeah. No, you didn't go on the water.
Yeah, I dove in. I was all kinds. Yeah, so we had our own dock. So it was like having our own private. No, just straight in.
Actually, let's see. It was me and Nanny in one canoe and Lise and Dirk in the other one. And Lise freaked out and stood up. You cannot stand up in a canoe. And it was because we were ramming them. Yeah, because we were ramming them, she stood up.
Playing chicken.
She tipped theirs over and it flipped ours and we're all in the. Hard getting back in.
Yeah.
Kayak,
I fell out of the kayak. I couldn't get back it's in. Tough, it was easier to swim to the breakwater and drag the thing.
Yeah, right.
Plus, I had sweats and stuff on. Those suckers get heavy, man.
And the balance. Yeah. When you're outside of them, you know, they want to flip over with you. It's weird. Yeah. They're not wide enough for you. So you saw more blue whales, but this time from the land.
Yeah, landside. It was bitching. I saw like six at once.
This ain't no big bear, people.
This was right here in Pedro. Yeah, right off of Japs. Yeah. So I was hiking on those trails. I was out watching them for about 3 hours. Big old spouts. And the way the sun was, you could see the big shiny backs coming up. And then just spewing big old clouds. And blue whales got bigger spews because they're so much bigger.
Yeah, 100 foot.
Yeah. Huge. There's so much wildlife out there.
You came up on them, right?
I did last week in the boat.
And you saw a whale turd?
Yeah. Big old red one. Just like a big rat body. That's crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They're just chowing out there. There's so much wildlife and food out there. It's just like a big old wild nature show.
Kelp beds came back strong.
Yeah,
the cold water is bringing all kinds of grub and stuff.
Cold water is kind of good, they say, because of storms. Did you hear about this cat? I think he's up by Seattle or something. But he says there's a way of, like, making 100-foot diameter rings of tires and then them all holding up a big sleeve. So the cool water from down below can come up and cool off the surface water, because when the surface water gets warm, this is where you get this storm activity.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book. It's called Freakonomics.
Actually,
the road boss from the Stooges turned me on, and then
it's also a documentary now too. That I haven't seen it, but here it's really good.
Coming up with econo solutions and things.
Mm. Yeah.
And this cat.
Because tires are a problem. That's a cool way to use them.
And the damage caused by these storms is so much, so offset by. He said it could make a. We'd need a couple thousand of them, and it costs a couple thousand bucks each to make, but. In the long run, compared to the
billions
when these storms compounded, he said the downside is, well, safer from storms. People keep building closer and closer to the water.
Storm.
He said that's a big problem. I'm glad we live by the water here in Pedro.
Yeah, definitely.
Pork toes.
Thank you. But you're not like all the others. They don't treat me with the love or dignity like I find in your voice. You're not the soulless scrubber that I once thought that you were. You've got the love light in your eyes. Prison love and shore leave recreation are the only tenderness that I've ever known. So please forgive me, darling, but let us sit on your veranda and gaze out at the ocean. We are
and the wind. Thank you, Muchly.
And I said, where's, he said, like, over on 9th and 9th and Western-ish, kind of.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you might, like, just...
Like, took a right down there, yeah.
I never had any friends in that zone growing up, so I've never...
No children.
Hung in that neighborhood at all.
And the streets don't go through. Yeah. They're only in those little cul-de-sac. Yeah. It must have been some kind of development in the early 60s
Yeah,
or
I used to go there to work at Mr. Real's pad. He was the president of Starkist.
Uh-huh.
So he had like little trains that ran all around at the
There's
ceiling.
There's some big pads.
It was like trippy.
Yeah. For Pedro.
Yeah, they were rich. And his brother was a judge, Manuel Real.
Yeah, Manuel. I knew Jay Real was
a big truck driver.
Is he?
I think he died, maybe.
Jay?
No, not Jay Real. He's John Love. There was another one. He's a big fan. His uncle.
Yeah.
Maybe it was his uncle.
Right.
I just heard Manitou 6 by Disciplina Kichwa. Talking about those chows.
Yeah, yeah. Chibapchichi Fest.
Chibapchichi. Chibapchichi. Yeah, it's good chows.
They're killer.
Little grilled up meats.
You'd love them.
Kind of the shape of sausage, but no skins.
It's worth coming out for.
And there's a big festival tomorrow here at Pedro up where I practice.
A lot of bands.
And we heard Time to Face the Music by John Wayne Bro. And Jeffrey Lee Pierce by the Mighty Steph. John Wayne Bro is Phoenix, and Mighty Steph is Dublin, Ireland. And then finally, My Dark Ages from Home and Garden, the Pere Ubu song, but they had Tom Herman. Tom Herman from Pere Ubu as guest.
Cool.
I think that was just recent. Great band, Pere Ubu, from Cleveland. I got a project I have to do. I want to do. Go over there. I was talking to John Pankovich last week.
Cool.
Yeah. He sure has the news. And he's the guy who's going to help me out when I go there. I want to play with just Cleveland Cats and make a kind of version of Ball Hog and Tugboat.
Oh, very cool.
On their music
piece. Awesome, with the whole Cleveland crowd. Nice.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah.
Stanislav lives there now, too.
Very cool.
Big Haida Koja. Koja. Great bassist. And you can hear him wailing out there with the wow wow.
Cleveland rocks.
Very much. It's probably, I wonder what it's like there now. Maybe humid. We're at the end of the first hour. Watch the Pedro Show, September 8, 2011. Hang tight for hour 2. September 8, 2011. It's the second hour of the Watch from Pedro Show.
Suave, avoid stress, jealousy quotes. Demons in the mob, white black girls have sex. With guys and gays on the job, moving on my own zone. Only speaking to important people on my phone. Ugly babies born, they sleep with anybody when you're bringing that monster home. Condom giveaway and birth control parties. I'm doing this for my political events in the comfort zone. The city ain't been right since Gilliam left the bar and didn't make it home. Don't ask questions, what is this, an interview? You got 7 stomachs, what should I tell you? How diabetes gon' kill you, fake Gucci bag, how real are you? With a wig, boo. Now I'm loving who? They think they fly with some Victoria's Secret wings. All I see is materialistic things. Karaoke popping off, guys with pea coats and cab driver hats dropping them off. How long can you front? Breakfast and brunch. The recession, I'm laughing when you try to look so large at lunch. How long can you front? Breakfast and brunch. The recession, I'm laughing when you try to look so large at lunch. How long can you front? Breakfast and brunch. The recession is on. I'm laughing when you try to look so large at lunch. How long can you front? Breakfast and brunch. The recession is on. I'm laughing when you try to look so large at lunch.
Large at lunch. Large at lunch. Large at lunch.
large at lunch.
How long can you front? Breakfast and brunch. The recession is on. I'm laughing when you try to look so large at lunch. How long can you front? Breakfast and brunch. The recession is on. I'm laughing when you try to look so large at lunch. How long can you front? Breakfast and brunch. The recession is on. I'm laughing when you try to look so large at lunch. How long can you front? Breakfast and brunch. The recession is on. I'm laughing when you try to look so large at lunch. Just the front, your girl 25, elegant elephant, look like somebody's aunt. All y'all line for that bucket. How much Kentucky Fried Chicken you want? Don't see me cause I don't need you. But you can't sit down cause you trying to call me out of $2 to buy you some brew. Upgraded with vinyl, Louis Vuitton would make you think you knew. Would make you think you knew. Make you think you knew. What make you think you knew? What make you think you knew? Make you think you knew? What make you think you knew? Make you think you knew? What make you think you knew? Make you think you knew? How long can you front? Breakfast and brunch, the recession, I'm laughing when you try to look so large at lunch. How long can you front? Breakfast and brunch, the recession, I'm laughing when you try to look so large at lunch. How long can you front? Breakfast and brunch, the recession, I'm laughing when you try to look so large at lunch. How long can you front? Breakfast and brunch, the recession, I'm laughing when you try to look so large at lunch.
Calendar.
shining with the Bible, a triad of peace. A triad of peace. Mr. Midas got a real bad itch to get the golden shovel in a private ditch.
Watt from Pedro show. Started off the second hour with something from Cool Keith with 5471. How well can you front? 5471 has got a bass man named Kentaro. And Kentaro came from his Tokyo to my practice pad to do an interview with his buddy Hideki.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yesterday, or day before yesterday. And, yeah, they wanted to know about the old punk days. It's funny because the day before that I did interview in my prac pad with people making a Descendants documentary.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, Kentaro, Hideki, they wanted to know about, you know, the old days. They were really interested in the contrast between East Coast and West Coast. It's almost kind of hard for me to make that. There's differences, of course. There's differences between Pedro and the Valley.
Mm.
But this guy is an awesome bass player, man. And, I'm a big listener of his. He's a hero for me. He's also really intelligent. This cat taught himself German so he could read Thomas Mann. And
wow.
And, yeah, for him to come over to my town, my pad, and it's for this magazine called Libertine Doom. And man, it's intense. High quality photograph papers, all this. And it's about culture, and not just over there. It's they travel to different parts and get little culture,
get a little
samplings and let people know. Yeah, but this is something that can't really translate over to the internet because it's actually a work of art itself, this magazine. I mean, it's incredible, the art in it. Maybe that's what has to be done.
Very cool.
People say, you know, the internet's killing all kinds of the old paper media, but I think paper media people have to change and make them works that you can't get by just looking at it on a screen.
Yeah, there's people who's the paper itself is part of the art, making their own paper.
Right.
There's so many variations of possibilities, yeah.
Design or something like that. Pulping it up. Anyway, much respect to Kentaro-san, this cat. And then I drove them around Pedro. They were tripping on it, you know. But they took the bus here. They had to tell them, actually, above where I play at the Redwood, huh? Second and Hill. And,
wow.
They took the bus. They said it took them 4 hours.
Fucking
want to take the bus back home. I said, look, let me give you a drive. And I took them in the boat.
Yeah, well, that was Tuesday night.
And they were like tripping. Whoa, half hour, huh? Okay. Yeah, I told them, we don't have the mass transit they got over there, you know.
The bus, that's a lot cheaper than going on a tour.
Yeah. And they said they kind of dug it because it was a sampling of all the...
Yeah.
Said different groups of people as the bus made its way south, you know.
Mm.
Different neighborhoods, different peoples. They thought it was kind of interesting. Mm. And I said, once.
Yeah.
But back home, let me tote you in a boat there. And
yeah, a few months ago when I was in Chicago, it was on the L, and I was on the bus. And they were both cool experience, but you know, both of them would get old, I guess, probably. But the bus was way more scenic. I got way more of a cool tour around town.
But you know what? Those systems are more efficient, more happening.
Yeah, way.
You know, especially that L, it jams. You get around, it's way faster than you take a car.
Yeah,
not
LA
so here.
Sucks, yeah, if you don't have a car in LA, you're
that's
like
all
being
because
crippled.
Of the nightmare of them selling. What was the largest light rail system in the world, 1,000 miles in 1960, for tires and buses.
And now we got one link of it for 2 miles.
One tiny little thing.
The train to nowhere.
And there's a little underground one right in Hollywood or something. And, anyway, it was a trippy experience for him. And,
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm glad he did it and stuff, but he didn't, you know, because Tokyo's got a traffic thing, you know. Jesus. But we didn't have that bad because it was Tuesday. They caught a little bit of it.
also talking about carpooling. They don't have that over there yet.
So we won't have it much longer either, eh?
I hear.
It's turning into toll roads.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything about
toll
that.
Toll lanes.
Yeah. Gotta
pay up.
Sap us for every penny they can.
Here, after Cool Keith, 5470. Cool Keith, he's a tripper, man. He balls out. Then we heard California by Biblical Proof of UFOs. And after that was, I think they're Ohio people that moved here. They've been here a few years now. And then California Goddamn by League of Liars. What was that song? What was her name? Nina Simone? She had that Mississippi Goddamn. So I guess there's room for a California Goddamn.
48 more.
But, you know, I can... Well, I guess it's California, but I can just very easily imagine a Mississippi California. Really. And then, of course, our favorite band, We Have a Meth Lab. Kill everybody I work with.
Understood.
Love song.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm going to bring up the fact it must be very easy to tour with that band name, especially crossing borders.
You should do a double bill with Crystal Method.
Right. Except they're kind of like, they're hiding their name. These guys, there's no hiding.
They got the lab straight out.
There's no hiding.
Breaking Bad.
We have a meth lab. There's no turn of the phrase or double intending with the word. This is, they're way out in imagination, Bill. Let's see. The last time you guys went to a gig was the Bottle of Electricity.
Lightning in a Bottle.
Lightning in a Bottle.
That may I think have been so.
I think probably. That was the last time he was on the show, so I was wondering if you went to a gig before, since then.
I don't think so. Okay. But I passed up on Burning Man this year, which I was happy
to. Yeah, it was last week. The man burned on Saturday night.
The Labor Day thing, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Did you get reports back?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone had a great time. Sounds like an awesome thing. Always. Like it's a bitchin' place. It is a bitchin' place. Still most awesome, bitchin' city on earth.
Everyone thinks every year that it's merged. Everyone from when I first started going, people are saying, "Oh, it's too many people. It's all commercial." It's so not.
No, it's a cool city.
They're able to maintain that integrity.
It's different every year.
Is there a difference of arc?
No, I think the spirit of the event stays intact. That's the constant.
Art is still extreme and wild and crazy, bitching. Mm. Great art.
And so merch fears are unfounded.
Mm. So many colleges you can earn credit in so many different departments. Mm. That's bitching.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brother Matt, since you guys, Brother Twine, have not been to a gig together, you can bring it on right now to him in his face here at the Love Grotto.
Bitchin', King Fantastic, coming up with some
Spin Cycle
gangster beach music.
Like a motherfucking cannibal.
I guess this is the point, so hey. But when I run it, when you feel it, it's pain. I was once a rapper, but I was scared to a sudden struggle, nerve, and I went up on the tangent. I wanna say something, I'm sick of talking about my mind, fucking gun. So have a drink, get numb, close up, put your finger in there. If you sucker shit. That ain't my twitch, man. When I was coming up, I hit licks and I gang bang. Hip hop nigga, but I'm with the business. Push the wrong button, my reaction relentless. And that's on Jesus, even if it's Jesus. He gon' have to see who the fuck Maurice is. I'm a heathen, even bloody a beaten. I keep that shit poppin', nigga, give me a reason. I'm nuts in season, my nuts hang even. Covered in metal plates, they don't scratch or scrape. Unless you wearing a cape, you better stay in your place. Because it's 30-38 and not the skin off your face. Dude, this LA, home of the dum-dum. Twist my fingers up to show these niggas where I come from. Carrying that rider, fell an outsider. Blunt in my mouth and I'm looking for a lighter. I can get higher, walking through the clouds. Take a few shots, get wild, you know my style. The life of the party, take a life out the party. If we all came to party, then nobody leaves sorry. I guess this is the party, so hey. But when I'm on it, when you feel it in this way, I would want to rap about me. It's just a little struggle nerve, and I would have wanted to change it. I want to take some swim. I'm sick of talking about my motherfucking gun. So have a drink, get in there, go tell, put your finger in there, you the one. I guess this is the party, so hey.
time I head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. And I'm a kid, rock it up and down your block, go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chillin' the most, then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find Motown, tell them who's to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons, and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid rockin', I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
with a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby,
let's go chillin' with the moon.
I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
riding at night while I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby,
I can smell the tip from a mile away.
I bet you'll hear my whistle blowing when my train rolls in. It goes like dust in the wind. I once was lost,
but now I'm just blind.
Palm trees and weeds, scab knees and rice. Get a map to the stars, find Heidi Fleiss. That if the price is right, then I'm gonna make my bid, boy, and let California hate. Know why they call me a
cowboy, baby, with a top that back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby,
let's go chillin' with the moon.
We might wreck it.
Here I come. You're my nigga, where you from?
I'm a fan watching rap with the biggest crack. All them hoes wanna roll, yeah, what's up with that? Don't be a sucker, swinging on nobody's dick. Don't be a jack, jacking for another click. Don't be a rapper, looking for another hit. Don't be that nigga, searching for another trick. Yo, homes, what's up with that? Why got to be like that? Yo, homes, what's up with that? Why got to be like that? Goddamn, I'm a sucker for this rap. Why? Nigga, goddamn. Just a couple niggas with a couple of tricks. Check it out, y'all. Looking at the hoochie. Just trying to get the coochie. I like the hoochie with the Gucci, yeah, you know I get the Gucci representing like a pimp, did a stick, like a stunt, from the back to the right, to the middle, to the front, put some kill, yes I will, lift a hand and in my hand, goddamn, but you think I'm Superman, if you searching you will find what the fuck is on my mind, making dreams like a king, yo nigga, I ain't lying, yeah, and I ain't lying, kick it, check it. Kick it, rip it, check it, the way I like it, just a couple niggas with a couple of tricks, nigga, goddamn.
Let's go.
Thank you so very much, Brother Matt.
Cool. Thank you.
Spin cycle to this edition's.
Yeah, we wrapped up with a little opious stuff.
That's a tricky one. I never thought I'd hear Kid Rock.
Anyway, that was slipped in. We got the cowboy mode there. Yeah. Since we start with a gangster beach mode, cowboy mode slipped in because we had some CD disasters. That was at least a cool rocking tune by him. I don't know. He got a couple cool tunes. I dig.
But he started out as a rapper.
Yeah, yeah. He got some cool rockin', tunes. But, yeah, there was a couple of mishaps, but kept it flowing. That one died right in the middle.
Yeah, I think it was the cowboy.
So,
cowboy ran out of gas.
And then the last piece is like a little band mix you could catch on Doolab, folks.
Lightning in the Bottle people.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Doolab is are the brothers the organization that puts on Lightning in the Bottle.
I remember. Some cool
shit.
Totally
started from nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something.
A broken man, he ain't hiding nothing. Picks up his plan to hide his pain. And now and again, he looks in all of him. And now and again, he looks in on shame. And I feel something so sometimes. I can't explain it, and I cannot contain it, and it cannot be named. And I feel something so sometimes, something so sacred, something so naked, something so vain. Righteous man, he ain't scared of nothing. He has been there before. Yes, I've seen him here before. And a righteous man, he don't beg, steal, or borrow. Knows redemption tomorrow. He don't look back on pain. Shame, shame, shame. Yeah.
another fight that has to lie.
Thank you.
From Peter, a show coming up on the end of the second hour. You just heard Only You Will Know by Dose on the new Dosey Dose album.
Yeah.
I think we're going to play in November in Orange County.
Oh, cool.
Next gig, yeah. I think on the campus of UC Irvine.
Ah, Anteater
More
country.
More details to follow. And before that, we heard Mirage, a demo from Golden. Or Tokyo, I think. Before that, Little Trouble Girl by Free Moral Agents. That's Icky in Long Beach, that group. And then we started with Shame by Charlie Overby. He's out on tour. I think Charlie's Orange County. We're at the end of the second hour. Watch from Pedro show. What, 3 days of school, Brother Matt, what do you got?
I got three grads already.
Yeah.
Because they can finish any time, so they had basically loose ends from summer last year.
Yeah.
And I got five brand new students, and yeah. I've got two transfers instead of dropouts, so we're off to a cool start.
Yeah,
still just fair. Three of us. Still just three of us.
Yeah, tres hombres. anyway, September 8th, 2011, second hour of the Watt Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three.
Did a little arrangement for his...
He's going to turn 50 or something.
50th birthday?
Yeah. September 8th, 2011. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
yellow Buick convertible on a red brick road, loitering against the curb. Sunny Sunday afternoon. Bebop, cool, live, relaxed. Lucky Strike, red wrapper, red apple, and banana. Black gold glaze. French, gypsy, neon. Jam, jam, jam. Tapestry session. Pennsylvania Hotel. Black LaSalle.
Never thought that you would be standing here so close to me. There's so much I feel that I should say, but words can wait until some other day. Just kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. Twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long
triplets from the movie Slapshot with Paul Newman.
Yeah, not Hanson, the other group of brothers.
You're talking about Hanson. Hanson was around before that Hanson. The new, you know, the No Means No cats, yeah, were around, right, before the new.
We're talking about No Means No because a buddy of theirs,
Bullock.
Yeah, Bullock. He's going to turn 50. Wants a party out in the desert and have Miss Man play with No Means No. Sometime in March.
Bitchin'.
End of March. 24th?
I think so.
Yeah. So, looking forward to that. Playing with No Means No in the desert would be wild.
Yeah.
And great way to bring in... It's his 5-0, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We start off the third hour with Romance by Wild Flag. That's got Slater Kinney, drummer and guitar. I think they talk, Carrie Brownstein has a TV show. Portlandia.
Mm-hmm.
You know about this show?
No.
Yeah, something about people living in Portland, I guess.
Mm.
And then we heard Yellow Buick Convertible by Charlie Plymell. Little Charlie there in Cherry Valley, upstate New York. And then It's Been a Long, Long Time by Paul Motion. And that's got Petra Hayden singing. You wanted to know about the gigs, why I didn't play last night. Well, Romania, Transylvania part, we did a gig with the Stooges, and the first song gig broke his foot. But he kept charging. He kept leaping around, singing, just, you know, he'd look back, and his face would be like, ah!
Wow, but the people didn't know.
Yeah, huh? I don't think they really knew at all. Although he did over the mic say to him, I think I broke my foot after Search and Destroy, I remember. And a couple times he'd go, God damn it, fuck. You know, because he could just see the pain thing shooting through him. Yeah, but he did not let up. And we get done with the set, he comes over the side, you know. People want an encore. Well, he says, pull off my boot. Oh. And he wears wraps because he's had so many years of injuries. And
right.
So, pull the wrap off because of the swelling. You know. Okay, put the boot back on. So, and it swelled up, right? So it's, the tour boss, Henry's just like pounding on this motherfucker. It took like five or six things to get this boot on. Each time they could like go, and I'm watching him, and I was like, I screamed with him, man. You couldn't like just watch this thing without being kind of involved.
Wow.
Yeah, and he gets it on. He goes, okay, look, I'm sorry, but we're only going to do two songs. We get out there, we do five songs. He goes, I can't stop.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. It's epic. I couldn't
believe it.
Wow.
Well, he gets back, and the doctor, you got these metatarsals are broken, two of them, and you're going to have to be out a couple months, so December will make up the gigs.
Uh-huh.
And you know this guy, he hates to cancel anything, and but he just can't, you know.
Mm.
It's got to heal. He's 64.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, you know, I'm sure he's going to come back, and yeah, this band's taking some blows.
Man,
yeah. But you know, they don't stay down, keep going.
So maybe Scotty'd be healthy by then, huh?
Yeah, maybe he's in Florida healing up now. Hope so. Thinking about him a lot. You know, and of course there's me. I'm getting a little better all the time. Even James Williamson took a blow. It was in the town that Arthur Rimbaud was born in. We played Charville-Mézières. And the helper man, Andrew's helping him with the guitar, putting it back on, you know, the strap.
Yeah.
And you know, kabonged him. And
conked him?
Opened up the big thing.
Oh, really?
And before that, Corsica, he caught his thumb in the door jam. The wind blew it really hard and broke up a nail. And so, this band takes blows but keeps going. They don't air out.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have to postpone these gigs. I mean, but he did finish that baby up, man.
That's
and
awesome.
That was in the first tune.
Wow.
He was singing great, too, man, and jumping around. I don't know how he did it. Adrenaline or something.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, just gets himself in the state. And I just also feel he has that kind of ethic where he's going to work hard for people and not just, you know.
Yeah, pull the blame.
Yeah, did you hear about, somebody was telling me, was telling this to somebody, and they told me this band walked off stage because a pigeon shit on the head of one of the singers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, gig's over.
Yeah.
Or something like that, or in his face.
Tells you the state of many of the bands we've got today. Yeah.
Yeah, this is
some Tierra hoisters.
No excuse.
Yeah.
A whole room full of people, you got to tell them, okay, we're going to cut it short here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel good.
Axl Rose used to do that kind of thing.
He's
just like, fuck it, I'm not going. Say, well, you got 80,000 people in the stadium. Fuck them, I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it cares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes for it. He goes for it.
Yeah.
You know, I asked him on the plane. I saw the crutch, and I was like, uh-oh. Nobody really knew, you know, the extent. I said, how you doing? He goes, well, Mike, I guess I just had to join your club. Because he said that he had that French gig, he said that to James, hey, join the club. No, we're all joining each other's invalid club. Yeah.
Go walk out on stage with crutches and stuff.
I've done many of those. I just hobble now. More music. Thank you.
I want to say, you will tell me what you say. Ow!
For Pedro Show, we heard something off the new Light album called Another World, and when I read that title, I thought of another song called Another World, which is from the first Richard Hell album. So we heard Another World by Richard Hell and the Voidoids.
Cool.
Yeah, which always had the trippiest bass line. It's trippy, too, the way it ends there with him coughing and choking and shit, you know. Instead of like another take, it's like, well, time to fade this one out. You know. Great. And then we heard Death Rides a Horse by Russian Circles. And then Privates on Parade from Super Bean. Super Bean, what was his name, Steve or something? He had a band called the Abe Lincoln Store. We used to play with
right.
him up in, I guess, Silver Lake Band or something. I remember playing with Mr. T's Ball and stuff. And I guess he had a band called Bean, and now he's reformed to make Super Bean. And then we heard Sink Body Deep by Ear Diorama Ear. Is that a name? That's a name. The name game.
Diorama is a rounded thing.
Diorama, I thought, was a little world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little model world you make.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, that's the only place you find the tugva down at the beach. They're in the aquarium, they got little dioramas.
Mm-hmm.
And little family scenes, supposedly.
Well, like that old thing they used to have at Disneyland when I was a kid. It's long gone now, where you sat in, like, this auditorium, and this little, it was all animated characters, but it was like this world would come alive.
Uh-huh.
I think they called it the real world at a diorama or something.
And by the Coliseum, the History of Museum,
mm-hmm.
Natural Museum of Natural History.
Mm, yeah.
They had little scenes from different continents of the animals. And those are dioramas. Mm-hmm. They're stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
I did a gig once in there.
Oh, right, right.
Remember, there was like different parts of us, or six different people in different parts of the museum just jamming by yourself. And But what they'd have is, this was a trip, yeah. You're sitting there, and they got a desk with headphones.
Uh-huh.
So nobody hears you playing until they go and put the headphones
right.
on.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have like 8 people in front of you with headphones on watching you jam, and they take off the headphones and move on yeah. to another area.
Yeah.
I think I was in front of one of the dioramas with the Wildcats. Deer and stuff like that. Yeah, it was a trippy. It was like silent until you like put on headphones. Yeah. So you'd walk around and you see these guys jamming on their station.
Yeah.
I just had the bass and some kind of a looper thing so I could play over myself.
So someone walking by without the headphones, you look like you're just miming?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, and you know who does this also? Is that I saw this cat at, it's like a one-man virtuoso show at Lightning in a Bottle this last May. Yeah. This guy's super tall, Paul, and he does that kind of gig too. In smaller venues, he just has a bunch of cushioned areas to sit with a bunch of headphones on it, and he does this one man show with the electronic beatbox type things, yeah. and there's all these different instruments, and he's fucking hilarious. And
but you just see people speakers.
No, like you got to sit down and pop the headphones on, and then you get this show. So it's like this private little intimate show. Everyone loves it. Fantastic.
Yeah. I was shitting a pecan log. It was scary, but in a way, you'd have times when it was kind of relief because, yeah, another crowd of people is moving along, so, like, nobody's really hearing you. Just watching you, seeing their faces. And then when they put on the things, oh, that's what you're doing? That kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So, kind of trippy. But Diorama... I think it's like a model world.
Yeah.
So ear diorama ear. I don't know. Maybe records are like dioramas because they're little worlds of sound. Mm. Maybe that's a trippy band. It's one of the cats from Department of Real Estate, and they were trippy. So it's good when people don't merge out. They keep on trippy path venturing out. Into their land because they have to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not really got the what's the word? Pandering. They don't have the pandering thing down.
Right. Doing it for the art's sake.
Right.
Kowtowing.
What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? It's more like, well, can you handle this voice? I'm gonna lay it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Up to a weekend. Get away with.
Because it can. Here's some more tunes.
This next one is called Cheese. It's about buying weed up in Kenny. Yeah, Kenny, fucking lovely man.
Yeah, man. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, is it?
Fuck. 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 Fuck the earth. Fuck the earth. I know. I know. It's probably wrong. That's how I feel. Yep. Although, now that I'm thinking, I do sometimes enjoy a little trip to the desert. And, now and again, I may visit the sea. Occasionally, but not often, I will go to the jungle. But I think I like the forest the best. Yes. And when I do go there, I will usually pack myself a nice organized little lunch, and I'll get in my swanky little convertible and scoot on down the highway. I'll find myself a nice, comfy, shady little spot and set up a couple elements of comfort. I'll share some sincere words of appreciation. I'll take in a soft, cool breeze. Remove all my clothes and, well, fuck the earth. Is that so wrong?
Watt for Pedro show discussing Brother Matt, right on our arrival, or just prior to the arrival, he has lost a temporary. Well, that's why they called it a temporary crown.
Yeah.
He just didn't know how temporary it
was.
Yeah,
some are more temporary than others.
So, and you got it.
Yeah.
But you don't want to glue it back on.
It's not quite in any condition to use.
We heard for the final music of this edition of Watt for Pedro show, first show of September, huh?
Yeah.
September can be our hot month in Pedro, huh?
Yeah, October, September, October. So we went back to school, got hot.
Yeah.
It's traditional.
So we got Dolly Boy from the Super Fast Girly show. They're from England, so I'm thinking Dolly Boy, maybe some guy on the dole.
Yeah. Some kind of makes sense.
Welfare of them. Then we had Hog by Snore. They're Florida.
Snore, hey! Yeah,
right. Well, one of them moved. I think one of them's now in Indianapolis. But the other two are in Florida, like Jacksonville.
So bad knee.
You know, it's easy to get to Jacksonville from here. You just go to
the I-10. Take the 10, yeah, the other end of it.
Just make a right. Keep on going. 2,200 miles. They're a good band, good guys.
Heck yeah.
And then we heard Fuck the Earth by J.T. Steiny. And finally, Tycho Lullaby by Taddy Toes. I don't know where Mr. Steiny's from, but Taddy Toes is, I think, from Scotland. I think Mr. Steiny's somewhere in the U.S. by the accent. Brother Twan, what's happening in your world? You missed your Burning Man.
Yeah, it was all good missing Burning Man. We got some projects tooling along. We got a big trying to put together a big Vegas production of kind of a historic telling of the Burning Man story, but in a big Vegas production. And
wow!
Like
a musical?
Yeah, in parts. Yeah, musical. Like, hopefully, like, in a big casino. We'll see. Yeah. And
this means, like, the cat in San Francisco that was all sad burned the thing on the beach.
Exactly. And, so just kind of the telling of that story. But
Is that cat still around?
Oh, yeah, Larry Harvey, sure. He's great.
Does he go to them all?
Oh, yeah. He's never missed one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Larry's great. But, to tweak the story a bit to make it accessible.
Yeah.
For the types of people like Madge and Joe who come from Louisville, Kentucky to Vegas and they happen to unsuspectingly buy a ticket to our show.
Yeah.
That they'll be able to understand the story without knowing the esoteric nature of the actual telling of the Burning Man story, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll tweak it a bit. So that's all in process right now. So that's kind of the big project I'm into right now.
And you were saying, what, Pepe wants to do another opera?
Yeah. That'll be next year.
It's going to be next year.
Yeah, in 2012.
Because you're kind of involved with that too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I produced all the past Burning Man operas.
Right.
And this will be a 10-year, this will be a comeback after 10 years.
He's been away from it 10 years.
Yeah, we haven't done a Burning Man opera at Burning Man since 2002. So 2012, we thought would be a great comeback.
That one was the pirate ship one?
That's right. Yeah.
Right.
It was fun.
Not that Alzheimer-addled. Kind of, but yeah. I remember that part. So the big triumphant return of Pepe.
Yep.
And the piece, the opera.
Yeah.
And then, what, are you playing this Las Vegas thing? Will it be ready by then?
Hopefully, yeah. It could
so
be.
So it'd be kind of simultaneous.
It could be. It depends on a few factors because it's turned into a big, like a big business proposition where we got like some serious.
What's the closest big town to where the man's burned?
Reno.
The big town would be Reno, which is about 120 miles northeast.
Right.
So, but the closest town is Gerlach, population
300.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm trying to think how close Las Vegas is. About 300 miles.
Probably something
it's
like
probably
that.
It's probably the next biggest town.
Yeah.
Because Burning Man is like third or fourth Black Rock City.
Yeah, when Burning Man gets, when it's up in full swing, it becomes, the fourth largest city in Nevada for a week. Yeah. Wow. It's something else. You got some great satellite images. Like every year for the last few years, at 11:49 a.m. on Thursday during Burning Man, a satellite flies overhead and snaps a photo of it.
Yeah.
And you can find it online now. It's incredible. It's just, I mean, it's this amazing city out in the middle of the moonscape.
And it's all laid out. It's perfectly laid out. Yeah, right.
It's really awesome.
And you can see that with the...
Yeah.
Probably on ground level, you don't have a sense like you do up there.
That's
like
you can see the city. It's like a city.
Yeah, it's all...
You know those things in the Inca? When the Inca people lived, they made these huge ground things.
Yeah.
That's why they think they might have had hot air balloons.
Because
you can't see these things. And they didn't have wheels.
Right.
So they couldn't be roads.
Yeah.
So maybe to run on Chocho. On Chocho.
Yeah.
But they had no wheels, so they think they were like drawings for the sky.
Yeah.
And there's spiders and birds. And
it's a trip.
So.
Well, Nazca lines. Uh-huh. Nazca lines.
Nazca, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I tripped on that when I was down
there.
I'm
wondering if there's kind of maybe a parallel from the Nazca to the Burning Man when you see the from the satellite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember learning about how the neighborhoods were laid out.
Yeah.
God, is there some kind of politics behind that? It's just all cool, whoever gets to be next to who?
Who lays out the city?
Yeah.
I think the grid, well, probably the camp location has got to have some politics going on.
Yeah, be something. It's humans involved.
It's humans involved, exactly. It's that old quote I read years ago when I was a kid. It said, like, if you're the two people on an island, you could be friends or enemies. Add a third, politics.
It was funny. When I was Tromso, you know, the most north town I was in on the planet, it's in Norway. And they talked about this fur hunt. And you always use three. Because if it ended up two dudes, you know, they were hunting these things on ice floes. They weren't even part of the land.
Right? Yeah.
But if you had it would be 8-9 months a year. If you had two, it would turn into, quote, the married couple.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that's what wanted to be avoided at all costs. So you always had the third cat.
Right.
And they had some cool-ass shit. They had these boxes where they put chow, and there's a big old gun.
Yeah.
When the polar bear mother, which was in, blows her head off, then her babies.
Crazy shit, huh?
Yeah.
Those are real men.
Polar bears are really having a hard time. They're disappearing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, ice floes are all... ice is all melting.
I mean, this is from the older days of this stuff, this museum and stuff. The harpoon things, you know, the cannons.
Yeah, yeah. Well, those are real men.
They were looking for a hole. They thought there was a shortcut to Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually the Dutch guys. They thought there was a hole.
Mm-hmm.
You can get over to the East Indies a little, or West Indies a little faster.
Wow.
I guess they're the East Indies.
All Earth plan. Mm-hmm.
They thought there was a hole up there in the North Pole.
Yeah.
Anyway, glad to have you aboard.
Thanks, man, for having us.
Thank you for coming.
Yes, definitely.
Little Brookie.
And, of course, you're always essential in evening a bit.
Cool.
It's been the September 8th edition of the Walk for Pedro show. Next week?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we'll have... Danny Liu.
Right on. TriArts Festival. Craig, too.
Craig Abar, the barman. So
excellent.
Some Pedro.
Yeah, we do it on a day we can get everybody together.
I think it's Sunday they want.
Excellent. Good.
Anyway, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.